Joining us at this hour, Professor Kobe Michael is a senior researcher at the INSS and MISGOV Institute. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. You know, this is almost the most challenging question this morning. How are you?
We are in the middle of a
mega historic event. So we are still trying to understand how are we.
And of course, the big question is what follows. Is there any sense of what is heading towards Israel?
I think that we are facing a very significant turning point in the, I would say, the entire fabric or architecture of the Middle East and maybe even further. I mean, changes in the regional system that will impact the global system. Things will not be from today as they used to be until today, and actually we are in a changing mode since October 7th, when Israel found itself in a regional multi-front war, which actually was led by the so-called resistance axis, which is led by Iran. We have to understand that Hamas, as well as Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the Shiite militias in Syria, Iraq, all of them are Iranian proxies, okay, in this way or another. And I think that what Israel did since October 7th is a very dramatic change in the entire region, where one of the most significant peaks is actually the situation in Syria. And Syria was one of the pearls in the Iranian crown. It was a very crucial strategic arena for the Iranians, because eventually Syria connected between Iran and Lebanon, between Iran and the other parts of the Middle East, and was used by the Iranians for many purposes in order to promote their strategy. And I think that the changes that we saw in Syria and the collapse of the Assad regime are outcomes of the Israeli strategy, the Israeli, I would say, operations since October 7th. And now we have reached to a more crucial event, and this is the strike against Iran, which is different than the two other strikes in April and October, because this time it is not a strike, this time it is a war. Okay, and this time Israel striked not only the nuclear facilities, and we are in the middle of the operation. It is not over yet, it will take several days, if not more than that. But Israel struck, in addition to the nuclear facilities, Israel struck actually the heads of the headquarters of the Revolutionary Guard and the Iranian army, the Iranian military, as well as I would say the heads of the nuclear knowledge or the nuclear experts that they used to have. This is, I would say, a very, very broad strike, a very impressive strike based on unbelievable intelligence and capacities that Israel has succeeded in developing during the years. And I think that Israel actually began with the beheading of the octopus head, okay? Iran is under tremendous confusion.
Right.
They don't know exactly how to react, because the people that have to make the decisions are not there anymore, okay? They were targeted, they were killed. And Israel did it with in a very delicate, chirurgical manner, surgical manner. I mean, the idea of being able to reach these people in the second floor and in the eighth floor of a building without collapsing the entire building, this is something which is not less than than magnificent. I mean, I think that in this regard, once again, Israel did a very significant service to the entire free world, and Israel did what superpowers like the United States should have done long before. And I hope that they will join Israel, and I hope that this strike and this war will eventually will bring or will cause the collapse of the regime in Iran, and this will be a very significant change.
The whole operation seems to be very much centered around the cooperation between intelligence, between Mossad and the army. Have we started to see more information emerging?
Well, the cooperation is was there all the time. I mean, the Mossad and the IDF and the General Security Services, all of them are components of the Israeli security establishment, and all of them work together for the sake of the same purposes or the same objectives. With the years, the level of cooperation, the depth of cooperation became to be much more, I would say, essential, significant. And I think that in this regard, the capabilities that Israel has succeeded in building during the years, the experience, the depth of the knowledge, the level of the technological capacities, as well as, I would say, a very unique operational capacities and courage. You know, the idea of building capacities on the Iranian soil,
amazing,
in order to attack Iran simultaneously with the Israeli Air Force strikes, it is not something that is obvious. You know, the entire world was very impressed from the Ukrainian operation in Russia with the drones, okay, that attacked the Russian Air Force bases in the depth of Russia. What we saw today in Iran is something which is very similar, but much more complicated, yes, and much more impressive than that, because for the Ukrainians to enter Russia is something which is much much easier in comparison to the difficulties that that Israel faces to enter Iran and to build inside Iran on the Iranian soil.
It's just
offensive capacities.
Yeah. We do need to leave it there, but this is something I think that we are going to be amazed at for years. We could be studying military strategy here, I think, for years. Professor Kobi Michael, senior researcher at the INSS MISGOV Institute. Thank you for chatting to us. It is 9:22. This is a extraordinary broadcast. I'm Howard Feldman, staying with you through until 10 o'clock so that we can monitor the situation and bring you the news live. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care, find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside. Dis-Chem Pharmacy's Better Health starts here.
Are you the person whose home is full of friends and family sharing laughter and delicious food? If so, KitchenEek is here to make your life even more delicious. KitchenEek's more than just a store that sells cookware, bakeware, and kitchen gadgets. We're a team of food lovers and homemakers dedicated to enhancing your cooking and entertaining experience. Shop online at kitcheneek.co.za or visit us in Woodmead. We're open 7 days a week. KitchenEek, your ultimate kitchen companion.